Now it's time to face the monster under the bed. Money, few words, spike anxiety faster. Log into your banking app, cover the screen with your hand, peek through your fingers like it's a horror movie. One overdraft and your brain declares financial apocalypse by Christmas. What we usually do wrong is spiral into shame. We treat small slip-ups like moral failures. We confuse spending with sin. We avoid statements, stop checking balances, and pretend debt collectors are just pen pals. And of course we compare their house, their holiday, their investments versus our tacos and overdrafts. Here's the shift. Money mistakes aren't proof you're doomed. Their tuition, every overdraft, every dumb purchase, every unused treadmill is a paid lesson. Everyone's got their blooper reel. Even the people flexing success online. So here's your strategy. Step one, name your money monster. Barry Karen, Lord Deptula, laugh at it. Step two, check balances with compassion. Not as a sentencing, but as progress. Step three, swap shame for curiosity. What small thing can you do differently this week? Step four, celebrate micro wins. $5, save one candle, not bought, that's momentum. By the end of this chapter, here's your win. You'll stop treating your balance as your sole score. You'll see that money